But first, another important step in the effort to calm concerns about how November's election was conducted in Maricopa County was completed yesterday. The two auditing companies commissioned by the county to test voting equipment and software concluded there wasn't any evidence that any of it had been tampered with. That would seemingly bring this already extended process to a close, but it won't, because there are still Republican members of the state Senate who don't believe in the process and still want more information and access to ballots, which members of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors say is likely unconstitutional. With me to talk about the latest is Jack Sellers, chair of the Board of Supervisors. Supervisor, the audits indicate Maricopa County's equipment passed with flying colors. So how do you feel about that?
You know, I'm very pleased. We have been anxious to try to eliminate the concerns that the average voter has developed about the election. You know, we followed the process and did every audit and every accuracy check and things like that that were required by law before and after the election. These two audits are in addition to that, but it's because we still have a number of people out there who have expressed some concerns about various elements of the election. And hopefully now this will clear that all up, because we have serious work to get on with. And right now spending too much time trying to answer questions about the integrity of the election.
Has this process been frustrating for you and your colleagues on the board?
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I think because there's been a lot of misunderstanding. You know, I have a lot of personal friends in the Senate and the House. And, you know, we have tried to stay in touch with them and work with them through every step of this process. But yet the impression that the average person gets is that we think somehow that we're ignoring them and that we don't respect their right to make the rules around elections. We followed those rules every step of the way. And as you probably know, you know, we did this through some very trying times with the pandemic and the fact that the Board of Supervisors was taking on responsibility that we've not had in elections for a number of years. And then having all this happen during a pandemic really created some unique challenges. But through every step of this process, we had meeting after meeting to ensure that we were staying within the laws that had been established by the legislature, and everything was done accurately, fairly, and consistently.
We know there are still going to be skeptics, whether based on conspiracy theories or just certain belief systems people have. Do you think that the supervisors, based on following the law, have done everything they possibly could to quell those concerns? And at some point, some people just aren't going to be convinced.
You know, I do. And that's the main reason we did these last two audits. And by the way, these two companies that we hired to do these audits are the only ones certified to do this kind of work without disabling the equipment for future elections. And they're independent. You know, they come in and they really did a very intense review of everything. And I feel very comfortable with the results they came up with, that it does demonstrate that there were no errors in what we did throughout the election. There was no outside influence, that everything was done appropriately, efficiently, and within the law.
But how challenging is it knowing that you went through all this work, you had these auditors that are renowned for the jobs they do, and yet there's still going to be a percentage of people, fairly high, frankly, shockingly to some people, that are just going to shake their heads and say, no, they didn't do enough. And some of those people are members of the Senate.
Oh, I know. And you know, hopefully we'll get past that, because there's some, Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in the United States. And we really have some significant work to do to put together a plan for our future if we're going to sustain our lifestyle that gave us the ability to become such a fast-growing community. So hopefully we can satisfy the majority of the complaints and get to a point where we can get on with the work that people elected us to actually do.
Supervisor Sellers, have you or your colleagues had conversations with members of the Senate since the most recent situation that we know of, when there was the blow-up of whether you and your colleagues would be held in contempt?
I've had several meetings with the Senate president. I've known the Senate president for a long time. I respect her a lot. And I think she respects me. We keep trying to find a point where everyone can feel comfortable with what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know, she's dealing with some pretty diverse personalities in her group. And I frankly, you know, we have a pretty diverse group in our, even though there are four Republicans and one Democrat on our board, we still represent a pretty diverse group of voters. And it's been difficult for me to get all of them to stay in line with a very calm, rational approach to how we want to get past all this. It certainly has been frustrating. I have a very close friend when I got very discouraged during part of this process who said, "Jack, you're in this job for a reason. Stick with it. We're proud of what you're doing." There are times that I think, this isn't really what I thought this job was going to be about. I really thought it was going to be about planning for intelligent infrastructure for our future and trying to find ways to bridge the digital divide. You know, those are really the priorities that I'd like to be working on. And hopefully these audits and some of the information we're putting out now is going to help us get there.
That is Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chair Jack Sellers. Supervisor Sellers, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you.